Hi, I'm Eunice. You're listening to Grammar Matters, a series of podcast episodes from the English Language Institute of Singapore. Grammar Matters aims to help listeners become more aware of areas of English language use in Singapore which do not follow standard English conventions and which may be confusing to other speakers of the language.
Hello, I'm Paul Doyle and this is Grammar Matters. In this episode, we're going to focus on coordinating conjunctions. Let's listen to Farah, who is complaining to her company's personnel officer, Mrs. Chan, about the difficulties she faces in her job.
I don't want to complain. I have to complain. I work very hard. I work very long hours. I am very tired. I feel I'm not appreciated. Now I have to go to the Philippines on business. Now I have to go to Australia on business. Now I have to go to New Zealand on business. Everyone here thinks I'm lucky. At home, my husband is jealous. People don't realize that in all these countries, I have to work all day checking the customers' needs. In all these countries, I have to entertain them in the evening. I have to eat out every night. I have to eat out in expensive restaurants every night. I cannot eat such rich food in expensive restaurants all the time. I don't want to complain. I am getting high blood pressure.
I see that you're upset, Farah, but I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me.
I have to make a lot of business trips to Australia, and everyone thinks I am lucky and wants to go instead. And even my husband wants to go along, but actually, I am very tired and I want someone else to go instead of me. Or, alternatively, we can use video conferencing.
Yes, I see your point. However, we need you to meet the Australian customers face to face. They know and trust you, and personal contact is very important. I will see if I can find a way to make things easier for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Chan. I knew you would understand. I like this job, but the jealousies here and at home are becoming very stressful.
Did you notice that it wasn't easy to follow what Farah was trying to say? Mrs. Chan could understand that Farah was upset, but not much else. Farah appears to have a problem with using coordinating conjunctions. Farah did not link her ideas together. She could communicate more effectively by adding links between the ideas. In this way, she would also be able to avoid repeating herself. Instead of saying,
"I don't want to complain, but I have to,"
Farah said,
"I don't want to complain. I have to complain."
And instead of saying,
"Now I have to go to the Philippines, Australia, and New Zealand on business,"
Farah said,
"Now I have to go to the Philippines on business. Now I have to go to Australia on business. Now I have to go to New Zealand on business."
We use coordinating conjunctions to join together words, phrases, or clauses. Conjunctions such as and, but, or enable us to show how our ideas are related to each other. They help our listener make connections and understand clearly. Without coordinating conjunctions, we would have to express ourselves in simple sentences and repeat information. Coordinating conjunctions such as for, and, nor, but, or, yet, and so enable us to join together words, phrases, and clauses that are grammatically equivalent. For example, the task was meaningful but challenging. In this sentence, the words meaningful and challenging are both adjectives. Together, they function as the complement of the verb was. We can also join phrases using coordinating conjunctions. For example, with a twitch of his whiskers and by a flick of his tail, the little grey mouse disappeared into the bushes. The writer has joined the first prepositional phrase, with a twitch of his whiskers, to the second prepositional phrase, by a flick of his tail, perhaps to show that the two things happened at the same time. Let's listen once again to Farah and Mrs. Chan. This time, you will hear that Farah has overcome her problems with coordinating conjunctions.
I don't want to complain, but I have to. I work very hard for very long hours, and I am very tired. I feel I'm not appreciated. Now I have to go to the Philippines, Australia, and New Zealand on business. Everyone here thinks I am lucky. And at home, my husband is jealous. People don't realize that in all these countries, I have to work all day, checking the customers' needs, and then entertain them in the evening. I have to eat out in expensive restaurants every night. But I cannot eat such rich food all the time. I don't want to complain, but I am getting high blood pressure.
I see that you're upset, Farah, but I'm not sure what you're trying to tell me.
I have to make a lot of business trips to Australia, and everyone thinks I am lucky and wants to go instead. Even my husband wants to go along. Actually, I am very tired, and I want someone else to go instead of me. Alternatively, we could use video conferencing.
Yes, I see your point. However, we need you to meet the Australian customers face to face. They know and trust you, and personal contact is very important. I will see if I can find a way to make things easier for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Chan. I knew you would understand. I like this job, but the jealousies here and at home are becoming very stressful.
The Grammar Matters podcast series is brought to you by the English Language Institute of Singapore. We would like to thank the Regional Language Centre of the Southeast Asia Ministers of Education Organisation for allowing the use of material from their Grammar Matters publication. To find out more about the ELIS podcast, visit go.gov.sg/ELIS podcast. Thank you for listening.